Hi there. This is episode 334 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, but during this 31-day challenge known as the Dog Days of Podcasting, I'll be doing special shows on Saturday and Sunday. I'd love to have your input on some of those weekend shows. Please send me a question or two that you'd like for me to answer. It could be anything about the Bible, Christian doctrine, or whatever you're curious about. If I can answer it, I will. And if I answer your question on the show, which there's a good likelihood that I will, I'll send you a free copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. This book represents 2 years of my life's work and is a $20 value. All you have to do is send in a question for me to answer on one of the weekend Dog Days of Podcasting shows. Details will be at the end of the show. Today we're on track 3, which brings us back to the book of Job. We'll read chapters 24 through 26, and in chapter 24, Job continues his response to Eliphaz. We'll read from the New English Translation, or the NET Bible. Let's begin. Job chapter 24. Why are times not appointed by the Almighty? Why do those who know Him not see His days? Men move boundary stones, they seize the flock and pasture them. They drive away the orphan's donkey, they take the widow's ox as a pledge. They turn the needy from the pathway, and the poor of the land hide themselves together. Like wild donkeys in the desert, they go out to their labor, seeking diligently for food. The wasteland provides food for them and for their children. They reap fodder in the field and glean in the vineyard of the wicked. They spend the night naked because they lack clothing. They have no covering against the cold. They are soaked by mountain rains and huddle in the rocks because they lack shelter. The fatherless child is snatched from the breast. The infant of the poor is taken as a pledge. They go about naked without clothing and go hungry while they carry the sheaves. They press out the olive oil between the rows of olive trees. They tread the wine presses while they are thirsty. From the city the dying groan, and the wounded cry out for help, but God charges no one with wrongdoing. There are those who rebel against the light. They do not know its ways, and they do not stay on its paths. Before daybreak, the murderer rises up. He kills the poor and the needy. In the night, he is like a thief. And the eye of the adulterer watches for the twilight, thinking, "No eye can see me," and covers his face with a mask. In the dark, the robber breaks into houses, but by day they shut themselves in. They do not know the light. For all of them, the morning is to them like deep darkness. They are friends with the terrors of darkness. You say, "He is foam on the face of the waters." Their portion of the land is cursed, so that no one goes to their vineyard. The drought as well as the heat carry away the melted snow. So the grave takes away those who have sinned. The womb forgets him. The worm feasts on him. No longer will he be remembered. Like a tree, wickedness will be broken down. He preys on the barren and the childless woman, and does not treat the widow well. But God drags off the mighty by His power. When God rises up against him, he has no faith in his life. God may let him rest in a feeling of security, but he is constantly watching all their ways. They are exalted for a little while, and then they are gone. They are brought low like all others, and gathered in, and like a head of grain, they are cut off. If this is not so, who can prove me a liar and reduce my words to nothing? Job chapter 25. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, "Dominion and awesome might belong to God. He establishes peace in His heights. Can His armies be numbered? On whom does His light not rise? How can a human being be righteous before God? How can one born of a woman be pure? Even if the moon is not bright and the stars are not pure as far as he is concerned, how much less a mortal man who is but a maggot, a son of man, who is only a worm. Job chapter 26. Then Job replied, How you have helped the powerless! How you have saved the person who has no strength! How you have advised the one without wisdom, and abundantly revealed your insight! To whom did you utter these words? And whose spirit has come forth from your mouth? The dead tremble, those beneath the waters and all that live in them. The underworld is naked before God. The place of destruction lies uncovered. He spreads out the northern skies over empty space. He suspends the earth on nothing. He locks the waters in his clouds, and the clouds do not burst with the weight of them. He conceals the face of the full moon, shrouding it with his clouds. He marks out the horizon on the surface of the waters as a boundary between light and darkness. The pillars of the heavens tremble and are amazed at his rebuke. By his power he stills the sea. By his wisdom he cut Rahab the great sea monster to pieces. By his breath the skies became fair. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Indeed, these are but the outer fringes of his ways. How faint is the whisper we hear of him! But who can understand the thunder of his power? May God bless the reading of his word. As Job continues his response to Eliphaz, who has said that evil people are quickly judged in this life, Job restates that evil people often continue in their evil and victimize the needy and weak, and they live their lives with apparent immunity to the judgment of God. But, Job says, God is watching, and then he does take action and they are cut off. When, in chapter 25, Bildad speaks for a third time, he talks about how true and awesome God is, and he thinks he's saying something that Job does not know and needs to hear. But in chapter 26, Job's response is basically, Duh, tell me something I don't know. Your words are no help to me. And then he gives a much more eloquent description of who God is and the majesty of his power. At this point, Job is fed up with his friends that have spoken. They've done all they could to convince Job that he must have done something to deserve what has happened to him, and he has steadfastly held that he is innocent. But there is one who has come to visit Job who has not yet spoken, and we'll soon hear from him. And then Job will speak again, and the finale will begin in chapter 38, when God himself speaks. Believe me, you'll not want to miss that. Have a comment? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 334.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_, there's two B's in web. And in there, put #LifespringMedia. Also, remember to send that question to me. Send it to steve@lifespringmedia.com. If I use your question, I'll send you a free copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Check that out at easybiblenamesguide.com. If you'd like to check out the other Dog Days of Podcasting shows, go to dogdaysofpodcasting.org. Tomorrow will be one of the special Dog Days of Podcasting shows. I would like to answer your question, so send it in to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Monday, we'll be back on track with a reading of the Bible with 2 Samuel. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.